This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
The fifth leg of this crawfish circuit, the 610 crawfish circuit, it will lead us to the Annex Craft House, up Highway 249. The Annex Craft House up Highway 249 in Houston. Come hang out with us from 2 to 6. And, I know one couple will be here. They said they takes off work, old Steve and Shannon. They takes off work to come and follow us through. But we'll be at the Annex Craft House up.
I gotta try his breakfast that he told me. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Where's it up at? Highway 249. A breakfast.
Yeah, air fryer. He said, "Hey, man."
Oh yeah, he told me about that too.
You got an air fryer? Yeah. So yeah, he gave me a little air fryer secret, and I hadn't tried it yet. Man, I told him I would before. Right. He said if I try it and I like it, he'll give me, he's got a hot dog air fryer secret too.
He didn't tell me about it. He told me about the one with the eggs and the bacon.
Yeah. He said it makes a hot dog taste like a pizza.
Well, he can do that.
I think that's what he said. It was after a few cold beers, so maybe I misunderstood.
Are you putting
I don't know, air fryer trick, man.
Pizza salsa there too.
Pizza glizzy, huh?
Air fryer tricks, man, with Steve and Shannon.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
By the way, still 7-4. At least the Astros did at one point get the tying run up to the plate, but we are in the eighth inning, two outs. Altuve just walked and got on base, so it is still 7-4 as the Astros look to get another runner on to get the tying run back up to the plate. But Clint, I did want to revisit this with you yesterday, as we did in Real or Fake. Just quickly, you seem to feel pretty good about the fact that you think Dameon Pierce has played his last game, which is interesting because they love Dameon Pierce, still obviously a talented guy. You could see if you look at the list, the guy that you would think is maybe the next workhorse. I don't think Marks is that. Obviously, I don't think Dare is that. But somebody that you want to give, 10, 15 carries outside of Mixon, you would think it would be Dameon Pierce, who's had some success in this league before. But you seem to feel pretty good about the thought that Dameon Pierce potentially may not be here.
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't know if he's going to be here or not. I just don't believe he's going to be the number two back that they depend on, that they get in the fold. Because here's the thing. If you look at this, there is a desperate need on this team for a running back that they trust and is capable to, at the very least, take some of the carries off of Joe Mixon's plate and allow Joe Mixon to be used to his full ability in the pass game and a run game, and to allow Joe Mixon to stay healthy or have less wear and tear through a 17-game season. No doubt about it. Any way you slice it, that's where the Texans are at. They showed us last year that they didn't believe Dameon Pierce was that guy. Nick Caserio spoke recently, and the first thing he said about the two backup running backs, one of them's a good kick returner, one of them's one of the best special teams guys on the team. So I just look at the Texans' actions. I understand the Texans' needs. And the most recent action, on top of everything I just said, they take a third round pick from next year, trade it to move up in the fourth round to get Woody Marks. That tells me that they like this player. That tells me that they didn't want to stand by the wayside and let somebody else draft him, so much so they would take what I would imagine Nick Caserio believes is a premium pick and trade it to move up and get Marks. And so all of that tells me that Marks is going to be a guy that takes whatever responsibilities Joe Mixon can't handle, or Joe Mixon, whatever they need to do, limiting carries or using him in multiple ways in the off, whatever they need to do to keep him healthy and allow him to be the best running back he can be for 17 weeks and the playoffs, Woody Marks is going to take up that slack. I do think Woody Marks has the ability to be a number two back. I think Woody Marks has the ability to be a third down back.
One thing, we know he's going to be on the team. They traded away a third round pick for next year and used a fourth on. So you know he's not going anywhere.
It's just the stars are aligning in a way that it's just like, I mean, read the tea leaves, man. Damian Pierce is the time's coming sooner rather than later. And I don't think Damian Pierce is valuable enough in the special teams game overall for that to be the reason that you keep him. And he's not a third down back. They haven't used him as a complimentary back, much less a third down back. It just, all signs are pointing towards Woody Marks being that guy. Dare Agunbowale is going nowhere. You want to talk about a special teams ace. He's your backup kicker along with everything else. So, he's going nowhere. Yeah. I just think that Damian Pierce is the odd man out here. Whether odd man out means he's inactive or he's not on the team or he just doesn't get run, I think Woody Marks is the number two option. He's RB2 at this point.
Yeah. You know he's not going. Like, that's the part. That's the issue where I wondered until you break it down. Dare is not going anywhere because of how important he is to Frank Ross and in special teams and all that he does. And as you said, like, kind of tongue in cheek, but seriously, he is the backup kicker.
Yeah.
He's a guy that you can keep on.
Literally does everything.
Literally does everything on special teams. And he does so much on special teams that allows you to maybe use other roster spots on other things because he does so many things on special teams. So you know him and a guy they gave up a third round pick and used a fourth round pick on, they're making the roster. Yeah. And as you said, just a kick returner? I think they've got more guys on the team that could fill that void.
Well, think about, Ron, just the running back situation last year, right? There was – Damian Pierce was not trusted enough or valuable enough or talented enough to take some of the load off Joe Mixon throughout the season, right? Just the fact of the matter, just wasn't. And then when it came down to it, I know the second half of the season, Dare Agunbowale was your third down back. Dare Agunbowale, and whether it was because they trusted him in pass protection or because he could catch a ball out of the backfield or he was where he was supposed to be when he's supposed to be there, for whatever reason, Damian Pierce wasn't good enough to spell your number one running back the way he should have been spelled, to be a 1-2 punch with Joe Mixon, and he wasn't good enough to be your third down back, and it wasn't because he's not athletic enough.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, it's, and again, he's far enough into the league now to where you're like, hey.
I mean, last year, Damian Pierce, 11 games, had 293 yards, two touchdowns, two catches, 2 yards receiving for the season. Yeah. And I'm betting you, like, right, had
170 or 190 of those yards came in one game when Joe Mixon was available.
Well, he had two big games, right? He had the Patriots game where he had the long run. And then the final game of the season where Joe did run.
Yeah.
I would imagine 75, 80% of his yards come in those two games.
Yeah.
A point of them showing you how much they trust him.
Bingo. This isn't about what me and you think about Damian Pierce or not. I've been a staunch defender of his. When it's all said and done, I just believe they're telling us what they're going to do.
Next line coming through. Pierce was good without Slowick. Maybe it is Slowick, and he gets out of Slowick's offense, we'll see a better number two back.
Well, I mean, you may be right. I look at it and I go, man, it's
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
They just traded a third round pick to move up into fourth and pick Woody Marks. It may be a little too late for that.
That's a good thought, because when you look at what they did in the offensive line, they kind of made moves like, no, it's not our guys. It was Slowick. It's more of the scheme. Like, they didn't go and just say, man, we're going to overhaul this bad boy. Yep. Right? Like, when you think about it, they're going to have probably three to four guys who played last year and who are here that will start in the offensive line.
Dang it, Bobby.
In the running back room, they went and drafted a person that you could clearly see will jump over Damian Pierce. And I'll be honest with you, Clint, I hope that you're right. I hope Damian Pierce goes somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like, I think for him, and I'm a fan of Damian Pierce. I like Damian Pierce. I think for him, like, let's just be honest with you. And maybe Nick Caley's different. I don't think it's the case, and I gotta be damn sure in his mind it has to be the case. He has to at least question, do these guys really believe in me?
Mm-hmm. No question. He's got a
right now. Again,
he plays the good soldier really, really, really.
It just has to be a question of, do they really believe in me? Right, like, this is back to back years, and I'm just saying from his perspective, right? Not to say they're not warranted. They said, hey, man, Devin Singleton, man, we're gonna roll with you 2 years ago, going to the playoffs. This year, hell, not just Joe Mixon, we're gonna roll with Dorian Ogunbowale in as the next back, the third down back. So I think a change of scenery would be big for Damian Pierce. Because, like, to me, if Damian Pierce is going to get a chance to be successful in the NFL again like he did his rookie year, to me, I think it's away from Houston. Like, I think it's away from here and a clean slate and a place where he is confident and a place where they are confident in him. And as you've said repeatedly, they've shown you the last year and a half, like, how they feel about Damian Pierce.
Yeah, and he's been the good soldier, the company man. He said the right things and reacted the right way, and it just doesn't seem like when it all they say that the D'Amico and Nick and everybody says how much they love, which I agree. I like him too.
But well, yeah, you get the
when
guy,
the opportunity comes up, it just doesn't seem like they trust him at that running back position, and it to the detriment of other people. Right, to the detriment of the offense. I think his future is going to be elsewhere.
Yeah, I do too, man. I hope it works for him. But he's not a fool either. He sees this. He knows Joe Mixon is there, and he sees what they did with Woody. You can see what kind of feel they're trying to do here. Quick update here in the ninth inning, the Astros still trail 7-4. They will get one at bat again to see if they can tie it or win this game coming up.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skene strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out,
we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.